All right, Andy Ballinger, let's try that again. Because we started talking and the only person that heard it were you and me and Nate.
That's all right.
So you told me between games that, hey, you guys didn't really feel that bad that you lost that first game. Tell me about that. You know, I mean, you never want to lose, but on the other hand, you knew what you're up against.
Right. But we weren't upset at all. I mean, this is a good team we're playing, you know, and they're expected to win. We have nothing to lose when we come in here.
Well, and on your home field, the wind not helping you either by blowing in.
Hey, it's helping
in.
Me. But it's helping me on the mound.
Good point. See? Yeah, it did. That is, you know, usually up here, though, it's the other way around,
right,
isn't it? So tell me, you got behind both games, 3-0 in the first inning, and you're able to settle down. What did you change at all, if anything, in either of your performances today?
You know, we just tell ourselves that we need to be confident. We know that they're good pitchers, and we know what we need to do. We've been working on it. We really cheer each other on, and that's something super important to us, you know, just supporting each other, getting through it, and this is the outcome.
Yeah, you guys didn't give up. You were down 4-0.
Right.
You know Nicole Kameen can shut you down, too. She can shut down
right.
A lot of teams.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you guys do at the plate? What was the message from the coaches, and what did you girls say to each other?
You know, I don't know. We just got up there, did what we do. We're not a bad hitting team. I mean, we're a pretty good hitting team, and when we see pitchers like that, we just got to attack.
You like getting behind, though, right? Because yesterday in Kingsford, you had to wait to the
very
last.
We were behind.
You were tied. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right. See, she's correcting me. You were 2-2 in the seventh inning with Kingsford. And you pulled,
right.
And you guys woke
it
up.
It motivates
and,
us. That's what I think.
Well, here's your free pizza coupon from Elmer's. And give this to Mo because she had a pretty fair day, too. So She gets the free appetizer from Hudson's.
All right.
And I'll let you, on behalf of your team, say hi to whoever you want to listening.
I just want to say hi to my mom and dad and my aunt and uncle if they're listening. And just everyone else who came out to support. It means a lot.
All right, Andy Ballinger, good job. We'll see you next Tuesday.
See ya. Thank you.
All right. That will be a rematch in Escanaba. Here in Game 2, Escanaba grabs a 4-0 lead, and Gladstone comes back and wins 8-5. And I don't know. What do you think? We'll kind of wrap it up here, Johnny, but that for the